Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more grace and a whole lot of stoicism. Ever feel like you're running on an endless treadmill of expectations? You know, the one where you're constantly striving for perfection, beating yourself up for every little misstep, and comparing your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Yeah, that one. Today, we're diving into something super important: building self-compassion. Because let's be real, life can be tough, and sometimes you just need a little kindness from the person who knows you best. Yourself. We're talking about ditching the inner critic, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world and change the way you view yourself. Number 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up, we all make mistakes, and it's okay. It's part of being human. Instead of letting those imperfections define you, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Think of it like this: everyone has scars, but they tell a story, right? Number 2. Challenge those negative self-talk spirals. Ever notice how your mind can turn into a negativity monster when things don't go your way? It's like that inner critic is always there with a snarky comment ready to go. Well, it's time to put a stop to that. When those negative thoughts creep in, try to reframe them in a more compassionate and realistic light. Instead of saying, "I am such an idiot for doing that," try something like, "Everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this?" Number 3. Practice self-care like it's your superpower. Seriously, folks, self-care is not selfish. It's essential. It's about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself. Now, I know what you're thinking, Madison. Self-care sounds great in theory, but where do I even begin? Start small. A hot bath, a good book, a walk in nature, these little things can make a huge difference. Number 4. Be kind to yourself in your journey. Life isn't a straight line. It's more like a roller coaster with its ups and downs. There will be times when you feel on top of the world and times when you feel completely lost. Remember, it's okay to have those tough moments. What matters is how you handle them. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, and keep moving forward. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? It's so true. So choose your tribe wisely, surround yourself with people who believe in you, support your dreams, and make you feel good about yourself. Okay, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine this. You're up for a big presentation at work, but your mind is racing with doubts. You keep replaying worst-case scenarios, telling yourself, "What if I mess up? What if everyone laughs?" Now imagine that instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you take a deep breath and say to yourself, "Hey, I've prepared for this. I know my stuff. Even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay. I'm learning and growing." That, my friend, is self-compassion in action. So how can you cultivate more of that inner kindness? Start by being mindful of your thoughts and conversations with yourself. Challenge those negative narratives and replace them with positive affirmations. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about being strong enough to acknowledge your imperfections, forgive yourself for your mistakes, and keep showing up as the best version of yourself. Remember, folks, today is a brand new day. A fresh start. A chance to practice kindness towards yourself and let go of those self-limiting beliefs holding you back. Go out there, be kind, be brave, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.